I think, yes, if someone's willing to come in and they were concerned about the price of just $14, which is the deal, we would be willing to negotiate one adoption fee, the $14 for both.
For both Mai Tai and Martini. Hey, what a deal is that? And they're at Kent.
Right.
Open till 5 today?
Correct.
The guinea pigs are at Crossroads. They're not open again until Tuesday.
Right.
All right. Now, next week, Nance, is the last week of the month and is normally when you're here twice to do Pet of the Week and our King County Animal Care and Control Report. But I think, are you going to try to do the Washington, D.C. thing again?
Yes. But, you know, I think with the miracle of phones and...
You think we can put together our report next
week? I think I could call in.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I will talk to you during the week, and but we will count on you being here with us next Sunday,
right.
And we'll find out what's going on down there. If
I'm
you
away.
Know. Yeah. All right. So thank you again, and we'll hope that everybody gets a home this week, and we will talk to you again next Sunday.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Nancy McKinney, King County Animal Care and Control. All right. We're going to turn this hour right around. We're closing out hour number two, and Liz Mitten-Ryan is here, author, communicator, and channel for her animal friends, and with the latest from Gateway 2, Equinicity. She's here for the entire hour, so stay with us, and we'll probably even open the phone lines, let you call in. Sandy's not here, and it'll be interesting, but we'll do it. So stay with us. Liz Mitten-Ryan is here for the rest of the show, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets. Expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings, Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. If they've got Internet access, now the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, we get to get back to becoming one of our favorite guests here on Animal World, the mother of six, grandmother of seven. Liz Minton Ryan's an artist, writer, and horse breeder, has dedicated her life to understanding, communicating with, and helping animals. Through a long and illustrious art career, she's worked with conservation groups throughout the world, bringing awareness and financial support for areas and species in need of protection. And gosh, how her work has expanded since she's moved to Gateway 2, and you've been hearing the story about that. It says, her art and her writing are strongly spiritual. Yeah, quote, it is in nature that I find life's answers. It is there that one can interface with the wisdom and truth behind all creation, a vast ocean of information that nourishes all who bathe in it. Liz has managed to touch many with her vision, and her work has been presented to dignitaries throughout the world. The horses, living as they would in the wild, but with the benefit of loving and supportive humans, share their secrets through the concept of equanicity, the gift of finding the unexpected and truly important perspective through the clear and almost 360-degree vision of the equine. And that is the title of the DVD set that we're talking about. So, and welcome back to Animal World, Liz Minton Ryan. Good morning again, Liz.
Good morning, Martha.
All right, so this is a theme with all of this. And, oh, and I want to tell our listeners, too. I'm going to tell you, folks, Sandy had a bit of an eye problem this morning, and her vision was getting a little blurry, and we thought we'd better send her home. So Sandy's not in the studio now. However, I am going to open the phone lines, because we've got so much to talk about with Liz, and that's always the case. But I thought you guys might want to chime in. If you have a comment or a question for Liz, we're going to have the open phone lines. Gary will probably just put you on hold as soon as you call while he's in the studio here. And then he'll go in the other room and chat with you about coming on the air. So if you'd like to speak to Liz, you can give us a call. Local phone number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free, if you're outside our local calling area, is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And you, of course, can send us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Gary will check emails as we go, and phone lines will be open for the rest of the show if anybody wants to chime in. So, Liz, we left off with the fact that you had the first workshop last summer, had a great photographer, movie guy come, and then it seemed that putting together this movie or DVD set flowed just like the channeling of the books.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just thinking, when you made that previous announcement, that you forgot to say that the first three people who phone in get a free copy of Equanicity.
Yeah. Well, I guess I forgot to say that because I didn't even know.
Well, I think they should.
All right. Well, now, okay, so we'll do a little live radio here. Gary. Oh, how exciting is that? You know, I mean, Liz has so generously gifted copies of her books so many times. I didn't even ask her to give away anything today.
Well, you know, the message is important. Humans everywhere have to understand what the animals are saying. So, you know, get on those phones, ask us questions, and get your coffee.
All right, I'm giving Gary a few. Let's see, you said three? We'll give away three sets. These are three DVD sets. And I have watched them all. My first DVD viewing. I'm going to watch more DVDs now. Because I figured out how to do it. All right.
You have to watch Equanimity at least three times for it to sink in, Martha.
Well, and I have to tell you, I could just put it on the movie part of the first two. I could just put on just to listen to the music.
Isn't it beautiful?
So incredible. Yeah. All right, here's some prize giveaway sheets, Gare. And we'll figure out what to do with them afterwards. But that means that if you call in, you don't have to come on the air if you don't want to. I know many of you are shy. If there's something you'd like
email.
To know, you can email us, or you can tell Gary what you'd like to know about, and he can pass it on. But the first three callers are going to get a free copy of the three DVD set. So you can call in during the hour. I'll give you the numbers one more time. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. If you're out of our local calling range, toll-free number is 888-298-5569. And I'll tell you, I'll give you the email address, because if you can't call in for some reason and want to shoot us an email, send us your name, your telephone number, and your mailing address, and shoot that email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right. So, let's get back to this Equanimity. And the movie. So the reason for putting the DVD set together?
Well, simply because it was too much information to put on one DVD, you mean?
Well,
was it three?
Well, no. I'm thinking that the motivation behind the DVD set, I mean, obviously to share with people the experience of this workshop, but I'm thinking not everyone can get away for that amount of time or can afford to make the trip and so forth. So do you get the benefits of the workshop just by watching?
Well, it is real footage. It's live footage from the workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been told by many people that they received a healing just watching. You really connect to the land, the message, the animals, the love that is behind this message. And when we have people at the workshop, we have a list of testimonials that would just blow your mind. They're actually on the main page at the bottom if you scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
But we have people who have been cured of cancer, people who have had degenerative discs for years and years and years.
Well, here's a quote that's right inside the DVD. It says, quote, "I'm 69 and had a very old neck and knee injury. Both disappeared through the healing sessions at these life-changing workshops." So that's the kind of testimonial you're talking about.
So what we do, Martha, is we have our big paddock around the barn where the horses all are free to come and go to their hay feeders, to go lie in the barn, whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we put up massage tables or healing tables in the paddock, and I have my practitioners who will do healing touch or reflexology or EFT or, you know.
So these are human practitioners.
I have human practitioners who stand at one end of the tables, and people have a chance on the table, and the horses come randomly and at will because it's all at liberty. And it is really amazing. And you see that in the movie when the horses come over and they'll just move the energy. So one of my healers is there going, oh, my God, there's just something stuck there in her knee. Horse comes over, puts its head there, gone.
Yeah, no, there seemed to be one particular human practitioner that was more featured in the DVD.
Well, that's my shaman, and she is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, what is her name?
Billa DeVries.
Tell us about her.
Well, I met her because I hosted different workshops during, you know, the time I've been here.
Uh-huh.
And I hosted a body talk workshop at one point, and she came to that, and she started walking around the land saying, oh, my God, I can't believe it. You have chakras all over the place. I mean, I'm seeing vortexes. I'm seeing all these, you know, your land itself has this amazing consciousness. And at that time, I was oblivious to land. I just, you know, connected with furry things. And Bill came again and walked the land and invited a geomancer who was another, you know, expert in his field. And we all walked and walked and walked and walked. And I began to understand that the land itself has a consciousness, no different than the animals, than we do, because it's a consciousness in everything. So this land has these healing minerals, and it has chakras and vortexes. You know how people go to Sedona and they talk about all these vortexes. Well, this land has more vortexes than Sedona. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible land, and the photography, there's lots of great photography of the land and of some of these special areas that you're talking about. And interesting, and people using divining rods.
Yeah, to you know, find where the, you know, when you're in the middle of an electromagnetic field, which is what a vortex is, those rods just spin.
Yeah, it's very, I just found it, well, very synchronicityous, if that's a word.
Synchronistic.
Synchronistic, that's better. Yeah, I just make up words when I can't, the right one doesn't come in. And, when I was watching Equinicity, that I've had kind of similar mini experiences when, as I had about 12 acres, it certainly doesn't compare to your 320, out in the Monroe area where I had my farm. And Sandy, who's no longer here, Sandy does a lot of work with divining rods and that kind of stuff. And she came out, we just went nuts on my, my farm property because the rods just went crazy. There were just energy all over the place. And I had a huge vortex around that a large tree on that particular property.
Yeah,
that is no longer mine. But where I moved back to the area this fall, I am almost directly behind my farm, maybe about a mile away. I have a smaller piece of property because I just have a shy acre. But I've got the vortexes on that property are unbelievable. And with the trees, and I just have to tell you this, I just have to chuckle because I just, spirit just absolutely warms my heart. And I'm always amazed at how the energy starts to come in because there have been several of these synchronistic things around this equinicity that has happened. And one that that just had me chuckling when I was watching the DVDs yesterday. Was on Friday. I love the land, and I love connecting and spending time in these vortexes. And you know, I talk to my trees and all of that. And I have these huge grandfather cedars and hemlocks and some old stumps, and then new trees growing out of them. And we're talking, you know, 100 feet tall or more trees, and they're huge. Mm-hmm. But when I go out and spend time with them, I hug them. You know, I face the trees and I hug them, and or I put my hands on them, or I'll put my face on them. And I'm doing all this. Well, Friday I'm out there and I haven't watched the Equinicity yet. Friday I'm out there and I'm talking to my trees. Well, I've got my cat with me. I take him out on walking jacket and leashes. I'm walking the cats, but I get to the trees and I have this strange feeling that I'm not to hug them and face them. I'm to stand up and back up next to them and put my back up against the tree.
Yeah.
And so I did that all Friday afternoon. Then I came back in and sat down and watched the first DVD. And what got me chuckling is that's what your shaman was having people at your workshop do at Gateway 2.
And that woman who broke down totally when she leaned against the tree.
Yeah, yeah.
That was so amazing. She came to be a photographer. She was just here to take pictures, write a story. Well, she had the most amazing, you know, enlightenment experience. And she was the one that you just go back to her story again and again as she, you know, starts sharing what happened to her when she leaned up against that tree, when she, you know, connected with the cat.
Yep. So I just, you know, had to chuckle a bit and saying, well, all right, obviously the Equinicity energy is coming through before I even sat down and watched it, because I had the feeling to, you know, turn my back to the trees and lean up. So I'm going to be backing up to these trees a lot now. And so And it's amazing how, you know, you found the little, the spaces on your property. There's spaces for people to sit and lay down. And it's like it's almost, you know, been created just for these healing experiences.
Totally. And you know what I've been doing lately is I'm coming up to year two. So I'm thinking, okay, we're having people come back to explore the next layer of this message. And I'm walking not to the actual chakras, but around the chakras and discovering another whole layer of information. And it's, you know, it's like the minute we choose to focus on something, it's there for us. It's like the Celestine Prophecy. Do you ever remember reading that book?
Oh, absolutely. I've
got to reread it because I just remember how that was all about messages that you would find in the land.
I had the same feeling, too, when you guys were talking. You mentioned, you know, in the Equinicity DVD, the Celestine Prophecy several times. And, of course, I read it as soon as it came out. And then
everybody
there are...
Well,
we all did. I don't know. This is probably, what, 15... 20 years ago? I don't remember
how
long.
Oh, I think it's more like 25. More like 20. It was a long time ago.
Well, I don't know. I know I had one of the first copies, and then there were some books after that. The Tenth Insight.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, I have all those books on my shelf, and I was just thinking, too, it would be fun to go back and read the Celestine Prophecy again. Oh, and then, of course, they made a movie of it, and I remember seeing that when it came to town. But it's a wonder. If you haven't read the Celestine Prophecy, what a great book.
Well, as I walk this land, that's what keeps coming up for me. I'm thinking, there is a message here. And it's like when you focus on it, it becomes clear for you. So then you start looking at things like The Secret and, you know, the Law of Attraction. And as you focus on something, it becomes available. And I think this is, again, all leading towards 2012 and this you know, rise in the level of human consciousness where we will begin to discover all these incredibly exciting things that we can create by our thoughts, by our beliefs, that the world is our playground.
Mm. Yes. That we really are not here to suffer and have a horrible time. That was not our original intent.
Unless we want to.
Exactly. We
and
can
we
live
can
hell on earth
to.
If we want to. We can live. We can have heaven on earth or hell on earth. It really is our existence here. And and there are some generalities through it all that we touched on previously, the concept of that we are all part of the same whole. The oneness of life. You also,
the all, as the animals call it. I love that word.
Mm-hmm.
Because the all is like the all and the everything. It's the perfect word for it.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's how they kind of refer to what we would call God.
Yeah.
The great spirit or whatever, but they call it the all, which it is amazing. And again, the synchronicity of all of this absolutely amazes me. So I have to tell you, you know, Sandy, my co-producer and call screener, is, you know, a very gifted healer and communicator and all of that, and very spiritual. And she's been with me almost as long as the show's been on the air, and we're going on, gosh, I think we're around 17 years now, but I think she joined Animal World about a year and a half after I started the show, so she's been with me most of the time.
Yeah.
She and I have both had some books come to our attention lately, and a book that someone was guided to give to Sandy. She read and went nuts, and she said, and so she bought one for me, and she gave it to me last Sunday.
What is it?
I flipped out. I love the colors of the book and the energy of the book, just picking it up. Oh, anyway, it is called The Mastery of Love.
Oh.
It's a Toltec wisdom book by Don Miguel Ruiz.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
The Mastery of Love.
And it actually subtitles A Practical Guide to the Art of Relationship. At any rate, I sat down, I read it all in just a couple of days this last week, and so I had read this book just before, I'd finished it just before I started watching Equinicity. And once again, I'm blown away because you and the horses and your shaman and the messages that are coming through to all the folks that are participating in this workshop, and on the video, the message is the same thing that's coming through this book, The Mastery of Love.
There is only one message.
I know, you know? But it's
we've
like...
We've just all forgotten it.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like when it's time, it comes from everywhere.
Yeah.
So, because it is, it's about us all being one, and that it's about the only energy that's really important is love.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's actually a really good quote in Truth According to Horses that just brought up.
Yeah.
And it's Prima talking about, here it is, human, she goes through this this questions humans, the beliefs humans have, and she says, humans believe beings are separate. Mm. And she says, we are all one, human, plant, animal, rock. Every single little quark is united in the same cosmic soup. There are spaces but no boundaries. Boundaries are only thoughts. You know? Mm-hmm. So if you believe yourself to be an ego, separate and apart, you become a point on a line, you know, talking quantum physics.
Uh-huh.
You become a point on a line. When you believe yourself to be one with all of existence, you become a wave. You become more than a wave, you know? You
mm-hmm.
become a free flow with all the rest of life, and you become open to what that life has to offer you.
Now, just a little example, folks, of how we're all one, and this information comes in. Liz, you don't know this, but a little earlier in the show, because I have all the books here. Well, I don't have the fourth book, so I don't have that one, but I have all three of the other books and all the three DVDs, and I've got The Mastery of Love, everything sitting here in front of me on the counter. And a little earlier, I picked up The Truth According to Horses, and I opened the book. I had asked ahead of time, what passage should I read?
Mm.
You just read it.
Isn't that bizarre, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goosebumps.
Yeah,
goosebumps.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going. They're going. But I'm just, you're picking that out. You're reading it, and I'm just going, oh, man.
But, Martha, mm-hmm. do you remember a time when you sort of put your hand up and volunteered for God? Because mm. I totally do.
Oh, yeah.
And when you volunteer for that higher, you know, wisdom to come through you, to use you as a channel,
mm-hmm.
then life takes on this just incredible mystery and wonder and love. It just, you become, you know, mm-hmm. this God in manifestation on the physical plane. And it's not you anymore. It's the higher source that flows through you.
Yeah.
And it is so rewarding. It's like suddenly feeling like you've found your place. You know, you've mm-hmm. found your what you came here to do.
Yeah.
And I think we all come here to do something unique and special and individual for God.
Yeah, and then it's popping into my mind, so I'm going to remind everybody about it. And Liz, I don't think you're probably familiar with Robin Alexis, who's a very gifted...
I wrote her name down when I heard your ad, because I'm going to look at her site.
Okay, that's see, here we go, synchronistic. I wanted to mention, anyone can go to Robin's website. Now, her show is Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and it airs live here on this station, 1150 KKNW, live and on the internet on Wednesdays at noon, and then it's repeated again Thursday evenings at 8. And at any rate, Robin is the real deal, and she is phenomenally gifted. But her website is unbelievable, and you can go to her website, robinalexis.com, and you can sign up for a free month subscription to the Mary Magdalene portals. You might want to do that, Liz, and pull up these portals that she's channeled on her website, because they're phenomenal. But also, if you just open these portals on her website and just leave them open on your computer, brings in the Reiki and the Mary Magdalene energy, but they also channel meditations through these portals. And every Sunday evening from 7:30 to 8:30 is the Divine Right Partnering one. But Monday evenings, and this is why I'm bringing this up, from 7:30 to 8:30 Pacific time, we do a meditation that is to open up your third eye,
mm-hmm.
and enhance your clairvoyant and psychic abilities. So if you're having trouble, folks, accessing your purpose, what you're here, and you want to see what you haven't seen before and hear what you haven't heard before and feel and know the things you haven't, tune in to these meditations, because I don't know, it's made a phenomenal difference for me. I've been doing them since Robin started them, and my intuitive senses and my psychic abilities are honing in and becoming so much clearer as a result of doing these meditations that I think you all want to take advantage of that.
Mm. I'm going to take it beyond that. I'm going to ask her to come and be a practitioner at one of these workshops.
Oh,
if we got her together with the herd,
oh,
the land,
it would be unbelievable.
We'd be off the map.
Off, yeah, unbelievable.
Totally off the map. I know she's going to do it. I mean, it's just,
you
the
might
minute
wanna...
I heard her name, I went, that's it. I got to contact her.
Yeah, she's very good. And you can go back to the archives on my radio show, because just a few weeks ago, Liz, I was contacted by a coyote that was in a neighborhood here in the Seattle area. It's photographed, unbelievably incredible.
Did you tell
being.
It not to eat the cats?
Well, what ended up happening is Robin was on hold here on the air while I was doing the animals in the news and reporting about this coyote who unfortunately had become so habituated to humans.
Aww.
And was all over the place that they had trapped and shot him.
Oh.
And so I was reporting
Why
that.
Didn't somebody just like adopt him and feed him, for heaven's sake?
Well, oh boy, you got to listen to the show anyway. So after the show, I hear from Robin, and while I was doing reporting on the coyote spirit was talking to her, and that his sole purpose had been to bring attention about the animals to humans, and that I was helping him through what I was doing on the air. And so we found that out. We asked him if he'd like to continue his sole purpose by communicating through Robin and I on the air, and the next week that's what we started the show with. And see, just what you had said, which is kind of our gut instinct, feed them and so they don't eat the wild animals. He came through was telling us that we are really doing a disservice by feeding the wild animals, and he asked us to stop.
Well, who is, though? Who is feeding the wild animals? Like, so much.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken over their land.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
come in, they have no food. This is their habitual place to live. And then we have dogs and cats, and they're looking, well, might as well eat those.
Yep. And but this, so we're continuing to hear from Coyote. Last week Robin was on, and Sandy and Robin and I were talking. We talked to seals and bulls and what we were talking to.
What
the
is
coyote.
It about? Like, we've taken over their land.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they move further afield? Why are they still coming to habituate the same areas and then run, into problems with man?
Well, a lot of the message was us learning that we have to cohabitate, but we need to go back to a simpler... Well, he also talked about that we needed to go back to a simpler way of life, that we needed to pay attention to what we were eating, and that we need to start eating foods that are grown in our particular area, that food, has energy as anything else, and it is peculiar to the area in which you live and grow, and you don't want to be bringing food in from other areas. You want to eat what is grown right in your own area. And so a lot of information about that, but also then about creating habitat that naturally feeds the wild animals rather than feeding them stuff that isn't good for them or habituates them to humans. So a lot of messages there. And of course, you can go back and listen to the archives on that. But let's see, I want to keep us on time. So we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors here. And that, of course, being the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So pay attention, folks, and support them. Then we'll come back and we're going to talk more about the workshops and equanimities, because we haven't even talked about, well, is the workshop a day or 2 days, a week or a month? And how often do they happen and when and all this sort of stuff? So stay with us. Liz Mitten-Ryan is my guest. And we will continue more about equanimity straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound Animal Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, if you go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, on the homepage, you'll find a link to the Jones & Company website. You can find out everything that's on sale currently, and you'll realize it's worth a trip to Marysville to find Jones & Company on State Street. And when you go, be sure and join their preferred customer club and get your card, because it keeps track of what you buy. You get discounts as you spend so much money, and you get free food, free canned and free dry food along the way. So check them out, Jones & Company Pets on State Street in Marysville. You can call them at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call Karma Specialist and Metaphysical Mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings, Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
The Gary Mance Show. It's the home of mastery and mystery.
At 7 p.m., we'll be talking about ghosts, lots of scary stories, and spooky places on America's haunted landscape.
And at 8 o'clock, astrologer Alicia Michelle is in studio discussing planetary changes and what that can mean for us in the rest of 2010.
Mastery and Mystery on The Gary Mance Show, Sunday at 7 Pacific, if the planets are aligned and the spirits are willing.
For over a decade, In Clover has made quality natural supplements so that age 10 may become the new 6 for your dog or cat, living a vibrant, active, healthy life. In Clover uses the best of science to design supplements for wellness that work and work fast. Dogs showed significant improvement within 15 days of starting Connectin, In Clover's fast, all-in-one joint supplement. Connectin's 9 natural herbs work synergistically to further support joint health. InClover's products are made in the USA with only the finest ingredients. Go to InClover.com to find a retailer near you.
Robin Alexis has channeled a new energy portal called the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal, and she's created the Robin Alexis Online Soul Spa. Visit her website, robinalexis.com, for details on how to get a free month subscription to her online soul spa. You can check out the Soul Spa on her website, robinalexis.com, by clicking on the large button on the right side of the website that says Reiki Healing Soul Spa. Click here to visit. This Soul Spa is like having a healing sanctuary anywhere you have a computer and can be used at work or while traveling. Your free subscription to Robin's online Soul Spa will include copies of Robin's 2 ebooks, a special rate for Robin's one-on-one phone sessions, access to the priority forum for subscribers only to read and post info, and a calendar for subscribers only to learn about Robin's special meditation events for subscribers only. Check out the free trial subscription to Robin's online Soul Spa at robinalexis.com today.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all. Martha Norwalk. I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. My guest today is Liz Mitten-Ryan. She is an artist. She is an author. She is a communicator and channel for her horses and animal friends. An incredible new DVD set, Equinicity, is out and available. It is a 3-DVD set. And speaking of that, we have one set left to go, Gary. All right. So we've got one set of Equinicity available to you. All you got to do is pick up your phone and give us a call. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And you can email animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, Liz. So, well, I think we've kind of determined the Equinicity, the movie, the first two DVDs, is really takes you through the journey of one of these workshops. And you get to see the land, and like I said, we've talked about, the music is phenomenal. But are we talking a weekend workshop? How long is the workshop?
Well, it's all up on site in detail. We have our workshop page, our experience page, but the workshop is 7 days. It's all inclusive. So people come here and they stay in wall tents, and wall tents are what I lived in before we built our place here. Uh-huh. And they're like the wood floor and walls with the canvas roof.
Uh-huh.
And they're very cozy and comfortable.
The energy feels really cozy and comfortable when you see them on the DVD.
Yeah, and we have a spirit lodge where we gather every night, and I don't know if it's a hexagon, but it is a circular building that is buried in the earth, almost like a sweat lodge, you know, in concept. So it's actually under the earth, but then we have the skylight out the top for air and the door going in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like buried in a wall of a hill almost.
Oh.
And
now, did your husband's an architect, right?
Yeah.
Kevin,
yes,
did he design
his
this?
Little design.
Ah, okay. Okay. That's why he was popping in here, I guess.
He loves to do these little projects. And
yeah.
Then we built a shower house that is really cozy and comfy, and everybody goes in there and showers, and we have outhouses. And so you feel like you're really one with the land. It's rustic, it's connected. But then we have a gourmet chef who is also my ranch help. He and Susan do everything. So he cooks the most gorgeous dinners every night, and it's all vegetarian plus chicken and fish for people who want that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have lunch over at the barn house here every day with the herd. And we do our healing in the paddock with the healing tables and the horses. And then in the afternoon, we walk the land and we go and experience these amazing energy portals on the land. And then we gather back for dinner and time in the spirit lodge every night. So it's a full day. You know, we start at 9 in the morning gathering here.
Mm-hmm.
And we go until late afternoon, and then people are actually free to follow the herd, journal in their journal, go back and, you know, think about what they've come across today, go experience whatever they want to. So the land is there. The herd runs free throughout. So we've had people who will go out to meditate at 5 in the morning and the herd joins them.
Wow.
So it's really, you know, very wide open.
And it seemed like on the DVD that people were attracted to certain places on the property.
Mm-hmm.
Not always the same one, but then they would be drawn to go back to those places.
And we have a whole set of spiritual exercises that we give people to go and you know, practice on the land. Everybody makes a mandala.
Yeah, that was talked about quite a bit. Now,
yeah,
I couldn't quite tell. It sounded like almost you were doing the mandala on the surface of the earth, or are they making actually a physical one?
They actually make a physical one with whatever is available, stones and trees, and some people bring their own personal things to add to it. And that is an exercise in itself, and I can't say anything more, otherwise I would ruin it for anybody who comes and does it.
Right.
So we're pretty quiet about it in the video, but you can hear people talking about it going, my God, it was life-changing.
Yeah,
alone.
Yeah, several people talked about that.
Yeah. So we have a very wise shaman here who is actually taking people through that journey to shamanism.
Now, that's the woman we talked about earlier?
Yeah, Billa.
Billa,
and
yes.
She's right now, she's in Australia with one of the participants from last year doing a clinic over there.
Uh-huh.
But she is a wise leader, and she takes people through the journey, and we have people coming back for the next year, this year, to go to level two of the workshop and just get that much more deeply into that connection and oneness.
So how many workshops will you have this year?
Well, we have six penciled on the calendar. And when you go to the site, you can see we have guest workshops. So we have some very well-known people like Margaret Coates. You must have heard of her. And Marta Williams, they're animal communicators. Marta's from California, and Margaret Coates is from Great Britain. And we have Linda Cohenoff, who wrote The Tao of Equus.
Yes, yes.
And
she
they're coming, and they're coming for shorter guest workshops to actually teach animal communication with the herd.
Mm.
And then we have layover days, and we have our earth workshops. So some people are actually coming to the guest workshop, the layover day, the earth workshop, and, you know, winding up being here for over 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So it's an immersion with the land, the animals, the message, and it is very profound and very awakening.
Yeah, I want to congratulate all of our winners on the DVD sets, and they are all gone, and I know we'll be appreciated. Liz, I will email you the information
yep.
when I get home.
And just make sure that all of you people know, look on the spine of the DVD to see disc one, disc two, disc three, because they all look the same when you get them.
Right. Yeah, it took me. Yep, I had.
I should have told you that, but because I've had so many people go, oh, I didn't know which one to play first.
Yeah, well, I had to say, you know, when I pulled them all out, it's like, okay, these all look. Firstly, I pulled them out, and I thought, oh, okay, she sent me three. So one is for me, you know, to watch, and then I've got two copies to give away. And then I realized when I looked at the spine, of course, no, it was a three, one, two, three set.
And it says it on the actual DVD inside the cover, too, but, you know, you've got to be looking for it.
Right, right. Yes, yes, I found that out, but I did figure it out. And the disc one and two are the actual, what we'd call the movie. And then the third disc is behind the scenes.
Yeah, and you get to watch me get really silly.
Yes.
And 'cause I am a kid, and I just, you know, have so much fun at these workshops, and people look at me like, Liz, for heaven's sakes. You know, we're going to put you outside if you don't smarten up.
Well, of course, that's what life is all about, is being in your heart. And
it is. And that's what we're teaching.
Fun.
We're teaching people to, you know, connect to their inner child. Connect to that place where we are all, you know, in our truth. We can do whatever we want. We don't have to worry about what people think of us.
And
how
that,
people
and
judge us.
Yeah, and that's hand in hand with the mastery of love, the book I was telling you about. All of these messages, and they seem to be, boy, they're coming in from all over the place right now.
So, I think this is again coming up to 2012.
Uh huh.
It's just raising its profile in the human mass mind consciousness. That what are we doing? Why do we care about all these material possessions?
Yeah.
About big houses and big cars and impressing our neighbors. Because when you're the neighbor and you're looking at someone who's doing that, do you care? No, you look at them and go, silly people.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they wasting their entire life accumulating all of these possessions that can't add to their spiritual wealth, that are not something they can take with them?
And speaking of that, didn't you, when you moved to Gateway 2, didn't you move there with the intent of building a great big huge place?
No. No, I moved here with the intent of having my horses run free on a huge big range that wild horses could.
But I thought I remembered as part of one with the hood, herd, you thought you would build a big house.
Well,
but you ended up not doing that.
We did think about putting our big ideal dream house up on the hill.
Yes, yes.
With the view.
Yes.
But, you know, I've been here 10 years, and I keep going, I live in a suite above and beside my barn that is probably a little over 1,000 square feet. And my horses probably have 3,000 square feet of barn beneath me. And I love it.
Right, and you and Kevin are perfectly happy in the small
place. Well, except Kevin's talking about adding on still because he's the forever architect.
Well, yeah, he's an architect, so he can't help it.
Well, he wants to build a dirt block home because that's his passion right now. He wants to. He has a blue-green architecture company. And he wants to build with the earth on the property, make blocks, and create a home out of that. So that would be kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we might add on. Who knows?
Yeah. But my point is once you got to that incredible place, you know, the idea of that big, perfect, huge dream house just hasn't happened.
The land is my home.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I spend so much time outdoors here because we don't have a whole lot of precipitation. And it doesn't matter what time of year, you can go walk the land and you can... It's all my home.
Well, and it is an incredible home. And, of course, you get to see all of that on the Equidistry DVD. You know, the fields and a lot of the vortexes and the chakras and that sort of thing. And speaking of all of that, I was fascinated by that kind of giant crystal skull thing you talked about there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that was another, you know, wonderful discovery. There's this ginormous, it's mostly quartz rock, and it's probably, what, about 3.5 feet tall by, you know, it's a great big...
Yeah, it's a big
and
rock.
And it's sitting out there in the middle of nowhere on this great big open valley, and it's so amazing how everything is placed on this land and how relevant it is to... You know, like directional elements, like a compass, that crystal skull is facing due south, and then there's a rock due east, and then there's one due north, and they all line up.
Mm.
And we're still looking at these things, trying to figure out, like the Celestine prophecy, what is this about?
Mm.
So we take people there, and the face on this crystal rock changes depending on the time of day, depending on who's coming up to see it. And I have pictures of it looking like an Egyptian pharaoh with a headdress. And I have pictures of it looking like a monkey person, which we do think there is an extraterrestrial element here.
Mm-hmm.
And they are kind of monkey-looking people. And it changes. And everything changes depending on who is doing the focusing. And you saw that part in the movie where Michelle... had a buffalo as her spirit, her totem animal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd lived here 10 years. Well, Michelle made an intent that morning that she would find a sign of the buffalo.
Right.
She bent down, picked up this buffalo horn that is probably, 200 years old. It's lifting off. It's lichen covered. Mm. We're like, oh, my God, where did you find that? She and Bill are sitting at the bottom of a hill talking about this experience of her finding the horn. And on the hill behind them, did you notice that? There is this big rock face. There is this ginormous head of a baby buffalo lying there with one horn because she's holding the other horn.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's blood coming down from the baby buffalo's mouth because it was killed, hence she got its horn.
Wow.
And there's this red lichen growing down the rock that is the blood coming out of its mouth. And that's why I say you have to watch this movie.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch it again because I'd miss that.
But when you see Billa and Michelle sitting at the rock base, look at the face of the rock behind. It is a baby buffalo head lying down. I thought it was sleeping to start. And then as I began to edit, I realized it was not sleeping. It was dead. Because all this red lichen is streaming out of its mouth. And it only has one horn, and she's got the other one. I mean, amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So all of the information about the workshops, about the books, about the DVDs, all of that can be found on your website.
I have a really comprehensive website. I have a son who builds websites, luckily.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
And anybody now, wants a website, if
people,
up for grabs.
We, of course, will be sending our gifts out to our winners today of the DVD set. If others would like to get copies, is it ordering through your website? Is that the way to go?
You just go to my main page, and the main news on my main page right now is Equidistry. It opens up at a picture of the movie. Click on the trailer, have a look at the trailer, and then after you see the trailer, it'll say, order now.
Well, that's pretty simple.
It's very simple. There's a direct path to order now for Equinicity.
All right, so you've got, sounds like about six of these workshops coming up this year. Again, all that information will be coming on now. What else, anything else in the works for you that you can tell us about?
Well, I'm actually still organizing workshops, and maybe I'll organize one with your psychic friend, you know, just filling in between, because I still have some spaces. I just haven't mapped them all out yet.
Well, and I was thinking, what an incredible workshop would be if Sandy and Robin and I, all three of us, came up. How incredible would that be? And then, of course, what's flashing in my mind, Animal World is...
And we filmed it.
Well, and I'm also thinking Animal World, because I was thinking, well, if Sandy and I both came, there'd be no one here to do the show, but we are, Animal World is getting remote equipment. And I don't know, because I know it requires, Gary, doesn't the remote equipment requires a phone line, doesn't it, to work?
Well, we've got phone lines.
That's what I figured, you got a phone line. So I'm thinking maybe, if the timing's right, if we have our remote equipment, maybe we could even broadcast live from up there. Yeah. I'm getting good.
Do you do it every week? Is it every week?
Yeah, every Sunday, 9 to noon. And it's always live. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You need to talk to Robin.
Yeah.
I think that would be mind-blowing, and it would bring it to a whole
I can
lot
tell
of
you. Robin set foot on that. Robin would blow you away. And what this woman is really incredible.
I know she will. The minute I heard her name, I went, yep, she needs to come here.
Yep, she's very phenomenal, very phenomenal. Just the information she could bring through about the property, about all the energies and, you know, all the stuff. It would be unbelievable.
And we will film it, and then we'll have another level.
Yeah, unbelievable.
To get out there for people.
Well, golly.
Okay, so the end of July, if you go look at my workshop schedule, there's a calendar. End of July, beginning of August, I've left empty.
Ah.
So depending on what your schedule's like, I think there's 2 weeks end of July and even 2 weeks beginning of August. Nothing planned right now.
Yeah, hopefully I'll have everything together by then. We just staked out my cat run and so forth at my property yesterday, so that's under construction now. And boy, I can't believe it. I'm looking at the clock and we're almost out of time. Liz, thank you so much for spending another Sunday with us here on Animal World. I hope I will send you, get you the winner information after the show. I need the fourth book in your series so I can get going on that, and then I've got to read again because it got packed and now it's unpacked, The Life Unbridled, so we can do that, because we have to do a show on the third book and then the fourth book.
Well, Life Unbridled is dogs, cats, and horses.
Right, that's all the animals.
My other animals said, wait a minute, you're spending way too much time about the horses. We have something to say.
Oh, so I can't wait to do all of that. And my goodness, what a blessed life you're living, and what a gift to those that can come. And then I think absolutely, especially in the first two, the movie, the one and two DVDs, they have really incredible energy that comes through as you're viewing these. So you can get a healing just by watching and absorbing the Equinicity DVDs. So, Liz, thank you so much. Thank all those wonderful animals for me, too.
I will, because that's, you know, why we're doing what we're doing.
All righty.
It's all for the animals. It's all to have animals recognize the spiritual equals.
Absolutely.
You know, not lesser beings. They're amazing beings.
Yeah.
And we all love them so much, and they love us like no one else.
And they are profoundly more wise than we are on many levels.
Profoundly.
Yeah, we have a left brain that really messes up the detail. So it's LizMittenRyan.com, and the DVD set is called Equinicity. So congratulations on everyone who won a set, and check out the website for everyone who didn't. And thank you, Liz. We will talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Micah.
Uh-huh. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that wraps us up for this week's edition of Animal World. Next week is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we'll check on the birds at Mollywood, the wildlife at Sarvey, the horses at Equine Rescue. And we will find out everything that's going on at King County Animal Care and Control, a new pet of the week, and who knows, probably a surprise or two here or there. So enjoy this sunshine, and as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.